Super Talk Mississippi Media Production. You're listening to Thunder and Lightning on Super Talk Mississippi, covering Mississippi State sports like nobody else. With Sports Talk Mississippi's Brian Haydad and Robbie Falk of On3 Sports. Now get ready for Thunder and Lightning.
This is Thunder and Lightning here on Super Talk Mississippi. Brian Haydad and Robbie Falk here with you on a Friday morning. Thanks for joining us here at supertalk.fm or wherever it is that you get podcasts from. We appreciate you guys out there, our great listeners, especially our servicemen and women out there taking care of us. We want to thank our sponsors over at Strange Brew Coffeehouse and Churn and Spoon Ice Cream. Start your day the right way with a trip to the drive-thru over at Strange Brew Coffeehouse here in Starkville or at Brupolo over in Tupelo. Be a little weird, Robbie, if Brupolo was in Tranquil.
That would be a little weird. But, if you go into Strange Brew, there's some tranquility in there. They got a nice little loft up there where you can read books, leather-bound books.
Does it smell of rich mahogany?
It smells of coffee beans.
Oh, well, there you go.
And nice baked goods.
That's better than rich mahogany, if we're being honest.
Man, it really is.
Wherever you are in our great state, you can enjoy Strange Brew Coffee each and every morning. It's just a click away at strangebrewcoffeehouse.com. The Mississippi Beef Council wants to remind you that beef, it is what's for dinner. Oh, Robbie. My buddy Greg, you know, we give Ole Miss a lot of grief here on this podcast, and it's mostly well-deserved. But there are some nice people in Oxford, and my friend Greg Jones at LB Meats is one of them because he gave me, didn't charge me for a couple of beautiful prime tri-tips yesterday. So those are going to go on the grill this weekend. Very excited about that. If you're cooking out this weekend, nothing beats the sizzle of beef on the grill. And if you don't have a Greg of your own, well, I'm sure your town has a butcher, a meat market, or nothing else, a grocery store. Go talk to those guys, find out what the best cuts are, and put them on the grill this weekend. Beef, it's what's for dinner. Thanks to our friends, the Mississippi Beef Council.
By the way, I have, as we speak, a Mississippi pot roast is is fermenting in the
it's percolating.
Slow cooker.
There you go.
Right now, so when I get home later this afternoon,
yeah,
I'm expecting a nice big old slab of chuck roast
wafting the aroma.
Yes,
very good.
I'll let you know how it goes.
You do let me know that. The College Corner, collegecornerstore.com is the place to find the maroon and white merchandise that you are looking for. And if you are in the mood to buy new gear, the place to do it is College Corner. They have everything you're looking for with all the logos that matter, the interlocking, the state script, the M over S. So get those today before the start of the season. Two locations in the Jackson area, Ridgeland by Fleet Feet, Flowood by the Half Shell, or you can shop online at collegecornerstore.com. Restaurant Tyler, Starkville's flagship restaurant for lunch, for dinner, for Sunday brunch. The best meal in town. Going to be at Restaurant Tyler. I do love a Restaurant Tyler lunch. I think I'm going to go tomorrow. I think I'm going to go to eat at Restaurant Tyler tomorrow. I'll see if one of my kids wants to go with me. And, I'm going to go do that. So put that on my list. Let me write that down somewhere so I don't forget. If you're going to be in the Starkville area around lunchtime tomorrow or anytime, the place to go is always going to be Restaurant Tyler. Priority One Bank, 16 locations here to serve you throughout Central Mississippi. Let PriorityOneBank.com be your guide and show you not only how they're going to help you invest and manage your money, but how they're going to help you prepare for your future. Now more than ever, when you have questions about your money, you need answers. You need to get a bank that knows you the same way it knows your money. You need a bank that provides a level of service that you're only going to get at Priority One Bank. Let Priority One Bank make you their priority. I don't know why I'm just
all right.
Sometimes I just space out, man. Sometimes it's just like
survived yesterday.
I did. Great remote. Had a lot of great guests, a lot of good people. Well, good is relative, but we had a lot of people.
Yeah, you're giving way too many compliments here.
I'm just saying
I don't believe you.
It's always the same thing, you know. I meet all these Ole Miss fans and they're like, "Oh, we love you." And it's never the opposite. It's never a state fan telling me how much they love Richard. Never happens.
I mean, it's hard not to like us.
I agree. I had a guy come by and says, like, I listen to your podcast all the time. I was like, well, I'm not surprised.
There's a group of older men. I won't call them old men. I'll say they're They are seasoned in Ackerman at Cody Earl's.
Yeah.
Great breakfast spot in Ackerman. If you're ever in town, go check it out. And they sit around this table every single morning and they solve the world's problems. You know how that goes.
Yeah.
But every single one of them listen to Super Talk, Sports Talk.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them listen to our podcast. They all read the Starkville Daily News. Even like several of them are Ole Miss
fans.
One of them actually played for Johnny Vaught. And he is actually like, he reads every single story I write. He listens to the show, Super Talk. And they come over to me all the time. Like, you keep Hey Dad in line now. We like Hey Dad a lot better than Richard. I mean, it's crazy. It's like it's a phenomenon.
And what can I say? I appreciate all that. But a great start. Great start to the not fall camp tour. But the best stop is going to be next week when we're at Two Brothers Smoke Meats, a full day with Mississippi State. Robbie kicks us off at 1 o'clock. Come check out the debut of Talking Dogs, his new show here on WKBB Super Talk in the Golden Triangle. Sports Talk Mississippi at 3 o'clock. Thunder and Lightning live at 6 o'clock. We have locked in that Zach Selman will join us, Brian O'Connor will join us, and Chris Jans will join us. We'll have recorded interviews with Jeff Lebby and with Coleman Hutzler. And also, a quick thought here. We had a lot of gear to give away yesterday, and for whatever reason, I guess the Ole Miss fans are too good. They didn't show up. So I'm just telling you right now, we're going to have about six Genteel Apparel Mississippi State hoodies to give away, six Genteel Mississippi State polos to give away. We got stays at the Pearl River Resort. We've got rounds of golf at Dancing Rabbit. We've got gift certificates for free meals at Philip M's, which is one of the best steakhouses in this state. We're going to have a bunch of Super Talk hats, whatever else we can come up with. Please, we ask you to join us because we want to give that gear away and have you looking your best this college football season. I promise it's not Banner M stuff. I promise.
Will this be the day that I have
I'm going to sneak one out.
Giveaway.
Extra large?
Oh, we have Robbie Falk has won a Genteel polo.
Extra large?
Congratulations.
XL?
XL.
I'll sneak one out of there for you.
Can we have a frozen ticket? Can I get the lottery?
Like Patrick Ewing? Kind
of like, look, Robbie, congratulations.
Rigoberto Stanley Falk. On this one.
You're not supposed to give that away.
Well. All right. I believe this is year 10 of the media poll. Just an idea that I had where I was like, I want to know what everybody else is thinking. I want to see if I'm on or off on my own predictions. The names have changed, but the results remain the same. Shout out to Robbie, to Paul Jones from On3, and Steve Robertson from 24/7. The only guys who have done them all. We are the only ones that have been on every poll. So let's just dive right into it here. Some new faces. Rivers Huey is doing it for I think this is her second or third time down on ESPN 104.5 in Baton Rouge. Brandon Walker made his triumphant return, kind of. It was kind of incomplete. So we'll figure it out for him. And then the new faces, Sam Sklar from the Clarion Ledger, Colin Dams from the Columbus Commercial Dispatch, and our two friends from WCBI Sports, Carlo Barone and Avery Cameron, who just started here. So I barely know her, but she was kind enough to jump in. Let's just start right in. First off, Brandon is the most optimistic for this season. Shocker. He's got the 6-6 for
Brandon.
Brandon Walker.
He's turned into a little bit of a shield for the university, I think. I think Brandon's starting to slip over to that side so he can get free gear.
Yeah.
And, you know,
that makes tickets. $1 million a year. He could just, you know, buy the gear.
Yeah, you would think. But that's part of being a celebrity is you get free things, I guess.
Yeah. That's the thing about, celebrities is they get free. The people who don't, who can afford whatever, they get stuff for free. So,
yes.
Good for him. 6-6 from Brandon Walker. 5-7 from Robbie, Paul, Steve, Colin, and Rivers. You're thinking, yes. Right, oh, okay, so those are all the 5-7s. Everybody else must be 7 or 8 wins. No, I'm afraid not. Myself, Sam Sklar, and the two WCBI guys, or guys and gals, Carlo and Avery, are all 4-8 on this one.
Yeah, I think that's a possibility. I think they can find a way to 5.
I looked at it in terms of this. State will be the less talented team in at least 8 games, probably closer to 9. So I just – talent is what wins in college football more than anything else. So I just had some thoughts on that. All right. West State, my next question was, does Mississippi State finish better than 8th in the SEC in total offense? The only no's were Colin and Avery Cameron from WCBI. Everybody else is a yes. Brandon Walker was a hell yes.
Oh, nice.
So then the next question.
Excitement in the air for Brandon.
So, the thing I've been saying over the past few months is if this team can be top half in offense and better than 12th in defense, that's a bowl team. So if you said yes to both, I think you should be picking them to win 6 games. If you said no to both, there's no way, right? So the yeses for better than 12th in the SEC in total defense are Robbie, Paul, and that's it. On 3, holding up that this defense is going to be much improved this year. Myself, yes. Steve, Sam, Colin, Rivers, Carlo, and Avery are all no's, with Brandon Walker being a well, maybe not.
I guess that counts.
It counts as a no, I think. One thing I found interesting for me is, look at the people who are not predicting bowl games, right? You said yes to both, and so did Paul. If this team does both, you don't think they can find a 6th win?
I think they can, but I mean, that's – I don't know. I mean, that's just one more game. I think they could still be ahead and might lose a game too.
I just say if this team is like 8th or 7th in total offense and they're a 10th or 11th in total defense, they got to be 6 wins. I would absolutely think that. That's just my thing.
Schedule is so difficult.
It is tough. It's absolutely tough. Yeah. Another one that I found kind of interesting is Colin, who got State to 5 wins despite saying no to both.
Yeah, that's going to be tough.
That feels like it would be very tough.
If they're going to be, 10th in total offense and 13th in defense,
yeah,
that's going to be tough.
That's kind of where they were last year.
Yeah, that's going to be tough to get to 5.
Yeah, I mean, there were 6. The problem is 13th would be a huge step forward defensively. It really wouldn't be that bad, but 10th offensively would be a disappointment, I think. That would be a situation where I would be disappointed more in the offense, where I would be looking.
Well, at this point, like your offense, Jeff Lebby is the offensive guru. He's been pretty much top 25 nationally offensively every year, minus last year. Like if it's year 2 and you're not making a pretty sizable jump, you got your quarterback back, all that. That's disappointing. That your offense is supposed to be what you're selling here with Jeff Lebby, so they should be making a pretty big jump here.
Yeah. Let's look at my next question. Other than Isaac Smith, who is Mississippi State's most likely all-SEC player? As you might can guess, Devon Booth was the most popular answer here. Devon Booth was the answer for myself, for Robbie, for Paul, for Sam, for Colin, and for Rivers. But we did have some other choices. Steve went with an offensive lineman. He went with Albert Reese. I think that's a very interesting pick. Reese has a chance at that guard position to be good. I will say that. And he's a veteran. That's a bit of a dark horse pick, but I don't mind it. Brandon Walker went with Brennan Thompson. Now, that's an interesting selection.
That's a very interesting one. I could see that happening.
I can see
Anthony Evans jumping in the mix.
That's the thing. I was thinking more like Evans. If you wanted to pick a receiver, you almost have to pick the slot guy. And with Thompson being one of those outside positions, I don't know if he's going to get the numbers to be an all-SEC guy. But he could be, a guy who has great yards per catch. So it could make him an interesting pick. Carlo also went with a running back, but he went with Fluff Bothwell. Now that's I like. I mean, if Bothwell's all SEC, this is a really good offense.
Yeah.
And then
and that, you know, that's a guy that he didn't even start last year, and he led the Sun Belt in rushing touchdowns. And I don't think he started a single game. So him not being ahead of Davon Booth doesn't necessarily mean he might not put up some big numbers. And you know how people do, like when they do these all SEC teams, if he's a guy that's like Mississippi State's short yardage guy and he's putting up a bunch of touchdowns, he's kind of cleaning up drives. People are going to recognize that. I could easily see that.
the last person, Avery Cameron, this was the most interesting one to me. She went with Kelly Jones. Now, I'll tell you this. She has State 4-8. If Kelly Jones is all SEC, State's going to be better than 4-8. I would absolutely think that. If they get one of the corners, which we're saying is the weakest unit on this defense, on this team, to be an all SEC performer, they will be better than 4-8. I would almost be willing to guarantee that.
Yeah.
So interesting, some interesting choices in there. All right. My next question. As you know, Robbie, last year, one of the biggest issues for State was pass rush. They could not get to the quarterback. We think this year they're going to be better at that. So that was my question. Who is State's leading sack man and how many do they have? We got a number of choices here. Brandon Jennings was the top choice. Brandon was the pick for Sam. I also asked how many sacks will your person have? So Brandon Jennings, he gave him 6. Colin Dams picked him with 5. Carlo Barone picks him with 5. Avery Cameron picks him, but only with 2 sacks. So she thinks that pass rush is still going to be an issue for this Bulldog team. If 2 sacks,
That
that would
would
be
be
very
really bad.
disappointing. But I mean, that plays into her prediction of 4-8, though, that she's saying that this team is going to struggle to get to the quarterback. So.
Now, she came in straight negative right off the bat. I mean, she's been here for 2 weeks, and the negativity has been pumped into her veins.
She's a Georgia girl, so I think, maybe she might actually have seen us play and been like,
She
yeah.
probably has. She's probably been listening to Thunder and Lightning a few times, if I had to
She
guess.
did her research. There you go.
Yeah.
I went with Zachary Tillman with 5 sacks, and Steve Robertson also went with Zachary, 5.5. And as did Rivers Huey. She went with Zachary Tillman with 4 sacks. Robbie is very high on this team, it's pass rush, because he went with Rhett Hibbler at 7.5 sacks. That would be a great number. If State gets a guy with 7.5 sacks, he would have an opportunity to be an all-SEC guy, I think. And then I was intrigued by.
Maybe I'm being way too optimistic about Rhett Hibbler, but I look at his production at everywhere he's been, and when he's on the field, like he is after the quarterback. And I just feel like if he gets enough opportunity, that's kind of just been his thing. He's been pass rush specialist. I think he's got a chance to have a good season. So.
Yeah. I would tell you, if he has 7.5 sacks, again, I think you've got State 5-7. Two of the things you have predicted here, six, the being top 8 in offense, top 12 in defense, and a guy with 7.5 sacks, if that happens, I think they would be better than 5-7. I really do.
Yeah.
And then the only other person who was picked, Paul Jones, went with Isaac Smith, which I found very interesting. We've talked so much about this increased role at linebacker for him. He has him with 6.5 sacks. He would easily be first team all SEC at because he if he has 6.5 sacks and he's playing more linebacker, he's probably around 100, 110 tackles. That for sure would be an all SEC selection. Of course, my question was other than Isaac Smith. So it makes sense. That's a very That's a good. That's a. That, there's some good choices in there. Brandon Walker didn't pick anybody.
Why even participate?
At this point, it's more like satire for him. Like he can't work clean anymore. It's like everything's got
Yeah,
to be a joke.
he just picked and choose what answers
Yeah,
he was going to have here.
correct. There's another one of those
Not
coming.
who's going to lead the team in sacks? Not available.
Not available. Just. He actually put question marks. He didn't know. He did not.
That's actually might not be a bad answer for a team that just had 10 sacks last year.
No, you're not wrong. It's kind of funny that you're right on that. But is there anybody that, you know, could be that guy that nobody picked? Tillman, Jennings, Hibbler, Smith. Is there anybody we're leaving out?
Could Malik Sylla be on there?
That's a good name. Yeah.
I think Malik Sylla could have an impact for State. I think he's very similar to me, like body style to Dontari Russell. It's that tall, like lean build. He can bend. Mm-hmm. I think he can get around the tackles. I'm like, he's kind of like Red Hibbler. Like, if you give him some extended time, I think he could do some things for you. He could be a third down specialist. That could be a guy that ends up making some noise on the sack total.
Yeah, that's a good pick, Robbie. The other two questions are the ones that I always ask on this poll. What game are you predicting State to win that they are most likely to lose? What game are you predicting State to lose that they are most likely to win? So, as you can guess, a lot of variance in the answers. I went with Arkansas, as did Steve Robertson and Avery Cameron. I think State will beat Arkansas. I have State 4-8, losing to Arizona State, but beating Arkansas. So winning the other three non-conference games, but beating Arkansas. Robbie went with Arizona State, as did Carlo Barone. So Robbie thinks that State will drop that first home game of the year. Oh, I'm sorry. No, you're predicting them to win. My bad. So you think State will be 2-0? Okay, Robbie, I'm really starting to take some issue with your predictions here. You got State beating Arizona State, but they can't find a sixth win?
Pick State to win five games. Like, what do you
– I'm just saying, if you think
State – what are you upset about?
If you think State's going to be a top-half offense, a better-than-12th defense, have a guy with 7.5 sacks, and they're beating Arizona State, they're going to win six. You should have just pulled the trigger.
I don't think there's a hard, fast, like, rule here. You know, the SEC schedule is absolutely brutal.
It's brutal.
I have more confidence in Mississippi State winning a home game against Arizona State than I do beating Georgia, Texas, teams like that. And then going on the road is a different story.
I get it. Paul went with Southern Mississippi.
Oof.
So he says he's got State winning five games, which means that he either has them beating Arizona State or beating two SEC teams.
See,
he thinks that Southern Mississippi is the game that they could lose the most.
Interesting. If you're saying the State's going to win five, I don't think there's any scenario where they lose to Southern Miss.
Well, again, he's predicting State to win. He's saying
that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, I don't see that either.
If you think they can win five games, that shouldn't even be a thought.
Maybe it's a situation where he thinks they've got to get off that good start. And if mentally they could be weak that first game. I don't know. It's an interesting pick. Sam Sklar went with Missouri. So he's picking State to go on the road and beat Missouri. Rivers Huey went with Texas A&M. So that's a very interesting pick. She thinks that State will go to College Station and get a win there. So at 5-7 and beating A&M, I wonder if she thinks it's Arizona State or another SEC team. If State's good enough to go to A&M and win, they should be better than 5-7, I would think.
Yeah. Yeah, I think so too.
That's an interesting one there. Brandon Walker went not applicable.
Is he just doing this to screw up our entire show?
I think so. But it's funny at this point. All right. Next question is the reverse, right? The game you're predicting State to lose that they're most likely to win. Three of us went Arizona State, myself, Sam, and Avery. And I think if you're predicting State to lose to Arizona State, this is the easy answer, right? That they can win that game. Robbie went with Missouri. So talk us through that. Why do you like State's chances in that game?
I just think it's the – if you look at the SEC schedule, I think it's the more winnable game. I couldn't come up with another game that I thought, you know, State would – I still think that they can beat Arkansas in my scenario.
Yeah.
So Missouri was the team, the next team that I think State's going to lose to that I think they could win.
Okay.
Even over Ole Miss, I just I don't know. I've just never really been super scared of Missouri, you know.
I get you. All right. Paul, Colin, and Brandon all went with Tennessee. They say State will lose to Tennessee, but they think that is a winnable game for the Bulldogs. Steve and Rivers both went with Ole Miss. And then that's it. So the games that are in that scenario, Arizona State, Missouri, Tennessee, Ole Miss, everybody picked one of those four games. So some interesting selection.
I think that's probably the grouping that's the most logical. Yeah.
So the last 2 years, I predicted 8-4 and 6-6. State has gone 5-7 and 2-10. I'm saying 4-8 this year. If that trend continues, State's going winless. I just want to point that out for me. But there's the possibility I'm wrong the other way, that State's much better than I think that they're going to be. I think five and seven, your prediction probably feels a little righter to me, but I'm just not sold on what State's gonna, how much better they're gonna be defensively. I think they're gonna be fine offensively. But defensively, if you told me they're still like 14th or 15th, maybe even 16th in the conference, I'm not going to be surprised by that. That's why I say 4-8. I feel like they'll lose these shootout games. So, anything surprising in this list to you?
Not really.
Yeah.
I mean, I knew that Brandon was going to be, you know, halfway participant, so that didn't really surprise me much.
Yeah, he's the last 2 years he just hasn't gotten back to me. I'll send him the text, I'll send him the email, and he doesn't ever respond to it. The year that he actually did it, he did it. He put it a full list, so I don't know. I don't know what's up.
I mean, it took me a minute and a half.
Well, all you got to do is write down Brandon Jennings four and Arkansas and call it a day. You know, I should mess with him and put, because you know I'll tweet out this graphic tomorrow. I should put that he picks. Is Nicholas Bargan still on the team? Could he be the sack leader this year?
I don't think he's on the team anymore.
Somebody like that, and then
if he's not going to take the time to do that, you need to put the most outrageous
Texas
names in there to make
the team you're predicting State to be that they're most likely to lose to. No, I should put Alcorn.
Yes, please do it.
Should I go that? Which way should I go? So I say. He's predicting State to maybe lose to Alcorn, or should I go, wow, he's predicting State to beat Georgia?
Why not both?
Yeah.
Oh, Georgia and Alcorn on there.
Yeah, yeah. I couldn't decide. I put them both, Georgia and Alcorn. Yeah. There we go.
That's what he gets.
As always, I appreciate everybody participating in this poll. Hope, give you guys a baseline of what we all, the people who cover your team, what we all think about them this year. We'll see. You know, there's a lot of wait and see. My prediction will completely flip if State goes down to Hattiesburg and wins like 41-10, something like that. I'm gonna be like, all right, they can win six. Just to see that would change my perspective on this team a great deal. But at the same time, they could win it very close or lose, and I would be like, well, maybe I was a little optimistic with four. So
I think a lot of people were just kind of sitting around and waiting.
They're waiting
to see, because again, like we don't get to see enough of this team to have a whole lot of confidence in what they're doing. So it's going to take seeing them on the field against somebody else. That's just kind of where you're at right now.
There you go. Let's move into the second part of the show. That's brought to you by our friends over at Two Brothers Smoked Meats in the heart of the Cotton District, the place to find the smoked Southern soul food that you are looking for. And the Older Brother, the home of the fancy sandwich. We were just talking about it. We will be at Two Brothers in just a few days, August the 13th, the Not Fall Camp Tour presented by Pearl River Resort will be live at Two Brothers, as will Talking Dogs, the debut episode for Robbie Falk's new show here on Super Talk. So don't miss that. Come out and see us. We'll have great gear to give away. And, of course, you can order some fantastic food, have a cold beverage. Take a half day of work. Just you deserve it. I'm just telling you. So be there at Two Brothers on the 13th for the Not Fall Camp Tour, or just be at Two Brothers whenever you want because the food is awesome. Great products, great service. Every business likes to promise it to you. They deliver it to you at Advantage Business Systems. That's what they've been doing for 50 years.
Yeah, brother.
When you need new technology for your business, the place to call is Advantage Business Systems. The place to call when you need a new copier or a new printer is Advantage Business Systems. Because not only are you getting a great product, you get service after the sale. You get somebody you can rely on to get your machine back up and running if something goes wrong. So don't mess around with these big brand stores that are going to tell you, okay, call this 1-800 number when there's a problem, and they'll set you up with an out-of-state technician, and that person can be there in maybe a week to 10 days. Don't do that. Talk to Advantage Business Systems. Get your problems taken care of. A lot of times the exact same day. 601-362-9192 or visit them online at absms.com. Find out how Advantage Business Systems will help your business do business. If you're going to be in Starkville anytime soon, you need to be heading to Maroon & Co. If not, there's always maroonandco.com. Nobody has a bigger or better selection of Mississippi State merchandise in the city of Starkville than Maroon & Co. They have upgraded a lot of what the store offers in terms of Mississippi State gear. They have a whole new selection of hats, polos, everything coming in. They've got the logos that you want. And they have our promo code so you can save a little bit of money. Thunder 15 takes 15% off regular price. Some exclusions do apply. Football season's coming up. You know you're going to be in Starkville. Make sure you're headed to Maroon & Co. It's hot outside, but the deals are hotter at Scruggs Farm Lawn and Garden. It's the end of the season sale right now. They'll take, how about this, Robbie? $2,700 off all in-stock John Deere Z900 Series zero-turn mowers, fuel-injected and ready to roll. I'm $2,700 off, Robbie. Go buy one. I'm just saying.
Well, if I had the money to spend on that, I can promise you I would be.
Plus, you can take advantage of 0% financing. If you're looking for a tractor, Scrugg has the package deals you've been looking for. We can help you customize your own, or they can give you up to 0%, up to 72 months. But hurry, those deals won't last long. At Scruggs, remember, they have what you want for less. All right, we talked about it a little bit yesterday, but Mississippi State's men's basketball schedule is now, I believe, fully intact. I think that every game is set now. This is a pretty good non-conference schedule when you look at it. Iowa State at a neutral site. Kansas State, and then probably Nebraska or New Mexico at a neutral site. SMU coming to Starkville. Georgia Tech on the road. Neutral site game with Utah. Memphis coming to Starkville. And then SEC play. So let's just go through these games real quick. SEC play kicks off on January the 3rd with Mississippi State heading to Texas. That's their first game of the year. Of course, home game is the following Tuesday. Or Wednesday. So I asked Richard about this, and you're correct. It's just a flex that it'll be Tuesday or Wednesday, and they'll have some leeway into where they want to put the marquee matchup. So fine. Yep. But State will host Oklahoma. They'll have a road game against Kentucky on Saturday, January 10th. Then against Alabama in the midweek. We already know that will be an 8 o'clock tip, just because we know it. It's not official, but we know it. January 17th, Mississippi State versus Ole Miss in Starkville. Then the following midweek game, they'll be at College Station to take on Texas A&M. Back at home again in Starkville to take on Vanderbilt. Then back-to-back road games at LSU, at Missouri, the final week of January. I hate that LSU game is on a weekday. I was hoping to go down there with my daughter again, see our family down there, but oh well. Then it's back-to-back home games on the first week of February, the 7th and the 11th. That's against Arkansas and Tennessee. Nothing says love on Valentine's Day like Mississippi State versus Ole Miss in the Pavilion. I am sure the Rebel fans will be singing sweet lullabies to Josh Hubbard. They'll be telling him how much they love and respect him.
Yes, they tend to do that.
Yes. February 17th or 18th, Auburn comes to Starkville. The return of Keyshawn Murphy. I believe that will be an atmosphere similar to the return of Gary Irvin many years ago when he came back to Starkville. I think that will be a very hostile crowd that the Auburn Tigers will be walking into.
The night that Joseph Ayoub outscored
Yes.
Gary Irvin. That was incredible.
State at South Carolina. on February 21st. Then at Tuscaloosa, another midweek game against the Crimson Tide. That one's on the road.
Wednesday at 8 p.m.
Wednesday at 8 p.m. Missouri is the third team State plays twice this year. They come to Starkville on February 28th. Two games in the month of March. They're at Florida, and then they finish the season on Saturday, March 7th, hosting the Georgia Bulldogs. So a pretty good home schedule, some winnable games. What's been so great for Jans is that he handles his business in the non-conference. You know this as well as I do. That's what killed Stansberry year after year. He would always drop at least two games in the non-conference that he had no business dropping. And so when we got to March, his team was an 8 seed instead of a 6 seed or something like that. Jans has always taken care of his business in the non-conference. This year it's just going to be about, can you be better than 8-10 in the SEC? And if you can, you got a great chance with the strength of this conference to be a high seed in the NCAA tournament and make that get that win that State fans have just been waiting on for the last, decade plus.
Yeah. Outside of Southern a couple of years ago, he's been really good in non-conference.
Yeah.
But the thing
Butler
is,
last year wasn't a great loss, but I mean, it was a neutral site game to a respectable program, we'll say.
Yeah, it was a quad two, wasn't it?
I think it ended up being a quad two, yeah.
You have a schedule here this time around where you don't have a lot of anchors. You got Memphis coming to town. You're going to face Utah at a neutral site. They're usually solid. Georgia Tech is okay on the road. That'll be a decent quad game.
Probably a quad two game when it's all said and done.
SMU, we thought was going to be a little bit better last year, but that'll be an interesting game. So these are good games, neutral sites and the home games and away games. They should come out of that non-conference in pretty decent shape from a net perspective. They need to finish strong there. Mm-hmm. Two losses, maybe three at the tops, and then you get into SEC play. Can you flip that record to 10-8 this year? I don't quite know yet because I just don't know about this roster. I like the roster, but I just don't know.
Got to see a few games.
It's so new. But I feel like the SEC is kind of wide open this year. Last year was a different world. And I think in a normal year in SEC play, State probably wins 11 or 12 games.
Yeah, but not last year.
But that was a different world they were in last year. I think this is a more manageable schedule. It just depends on how good this team is. If this team is better than they were last year, certainly you can win 10 SEC games. And I think, a 10-8 Mississippi State team, the SEC schedule, that's a team that's pushing for a 6 seed probably. And that's kind of where State needs to get. They need to get out of that 8-9 range and start digging deeper a little bit and to have a more favorable matchup in game one of the NCAA tournament. But you definitely need to get back in the tournament this year. You need to be no worse than an 8-9 seed and go from there. But I like this SEC schedule. I don't think that it's – I mean, every SEC schedule at this point is going to be tough, but I don't think that it's just an absolute gauntlet of a schedule. I think there's winnable games in here. So you got Tennessee in Starkville. You got Arkansas in Starkville, who I expect to be better. Of course, you got Ole Miss in Alabama. I think Oklahoma, you should win that ball game at home. The home schedule is set up for State to do pretty well. And that's kind of what hurt them last year is they had some winnable conference games at home that they mm-hmm. didn't get.
Yeah.
And had they taken a couple of those, could you take
Kentucky and Alabama? Those would have been huge wins for Mississippi State, but they couldn't quite get them done.
If you win one of those games, it looks completely different for you last year, but they didn't do it. This year, I think that they should be able to have a good home record for sure. And then you go on the road, and you got some tough road games. You got to go to Gainesville. You got to go to Tuscaloosa.
I go to Lexington.
You got to go to Oxford, Lexington, Baton Rouge. I think LSU will be better. So it's a tough schedule, but I think State is – in position to have a good year.
Yep, I agree with you. We'll see what happens. But tip off not too far away. All right, We'll be back with you guys next week as we continue to get closer and closer to the start of the college football season. Talk to you guys then. For Robbie Falk, I'm Brian Haydad. Thanks for listening to Thunder and Lightning here on Super Talk Mississippi. They count to me. They understand. They talk to me. You got jewels in your religion, all designed to keep you safe. But when rules start getting broken, stop questioning your faith. A Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.